All right, so good morning, everybody. It's Dee Dee in the Morning with Lady Jade and Michael Sean, Rudy Rush. Hey, listen, you know what? Today, I'm going to tell you, it's Friday, but guess what? It's okay. It's going to be a great day. No matter what, we may be quarantined, but I got some really great entertainment coming up right now. Let me tell you that. I got to do that. And I got a shout out to everybody who's listening because I saw something, you guys, that said radio is comfort food during the pandemic.
Nice.
So if you get bored, isn't that nice? They said if you get bored, it's radio is where you're turning to. So thank you to everybody who's listening. Let's get right into our hot topic.
Drop it like it's hot.
Hot topic.
Hot like wasabi.
All right. So you guys, they were talking about the fact that the U.S. has the most cases of coronavirus than anybody else, any other country. Not quite sure if you saw that. Even where it started in China, now we have 85,000 people, they said, who have contracted the virus. Isn't that crazy?
That's ridiculous.
We beat out China?
We beat out China. And it's having an effect on everything, everywhere. We were talking about some of the jobs. I saw something where a tattoo artist has donated his mask and things like that and gloves because business has gone down. So tattoo artists, you're looking at barbers.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Mike got his hair cut, his barber came to his house yesterday.
Yeah, I do what I do, guys. I do what I do.
Like you're really
Mike, honestly, when that happened, you were officially a big deal.
Yes, he was. Mike's a big deal. I saw that too, Jade. I went to go get it, Mike.
Hey, guys, my mom cut my hair.
Rudy.
But check this out. They're also saying this because of the way things are changing. The NFL draft will go on in Las Vegas, but with no fans or family, they said.
Oh.
And that's some. So the NFL draft will happen.
Will they have the players
the
there?
I'm sorry, who? What?
You know the teams are very upset over this.
Oh, are they?
The general managers are pissed because they can't actually see the guys in person that they're drafting. So this is going to be the first time they can't actually bring them into camp and actually work them out themselves and actually have them take medicals with their doctors because they know these players sometimes lie about injuries.
Hey, Mike, hasn't this also hurt those people? Don't people normally try out right before the draft to see, like, the combine to see if they can make it?
They still had the combine. I'm pretty sure they still had the combine.
It wasn't a big deal this year,
but I think they still did that.
Wow. So here's the other one you were talking about earlier, Mike. You were saying in baseball, they're nervous about the Major League Baseball, right?
I didn't know Major League Baseball was such a cash, like, actual business. That doesn't make any sense to me. But they're losing so much money that the players have already made a safety zone that they're going to get their paychecks because Major League Baseball said, we might not be able to pay you.
Wow.
So they have to come to an agreement. And if this lasts too long, there's a potential that these teams could go bankrupt.
Dang it.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that don't have TV deals.
Wow.
Like the major ones, like the Yankees and the Red Sox and people like that, they have them, but some of the smaller teams don't.
Y'all, this is like, I mean, honestly, I guess we don't even think about the fallout of all of this. You know what I mean? And shutting things down the way it was done. So, and they're even saying it could go even longer. What did you hear, Jade? Somebody said another, how many weeks, 10?
Yeah, Bill Gates was saying that if we really want to get rid of this, we really need a quarantine anywhere between 6 to 10 weeks. And, you know, Bill Gates was the one that came out 5 years ago and said that this was going to happen. So now everybody is really kind of tuned into him like he has an insight. So he might be right.
Yeah. Well, oh, my God. Like, this is so sad when you're looking at what's going on. But they are saying that, again, that stimulus bill passed. So some people will be getting extra money. The other thing would have to be people are bored at home because of we are quarantined. Mm. Tory Lanez would have to be the most entertaining celebrity online right now. Mm. On Instagram, he's doing like a talk show. And he gets different people on, regular people, celebs. He had DMX on, and it was great.
We live at Quarantine Radio. Quarantine. We are complete fans right now. We love everything that you've done for hip-hop and for everything.
I'm down here in Nashville working on an album.
Can we get a verse or something? Can we get anything?
You could, but I probably won't.
Okay, hold on. But can we at least get the DMX crowd? Just the earth. All we need is the earth. It's over. 44,000 people have been DMX, we want to thank you so much for coming up to Quarantine Live.
Well, I'm going to need you for a track.
Son. I got you on anything you need. You know I love you, my brother.
I would have to say the most entertaining.
First of all, that doesn't sound like social distancing at all. That sounds like a bunch of people.
No.
There was a lot of people at his house.
It was. But that was not, I thought that was really good and entertaining, you guys.
Funny.
Didn't you think that was good?
Yeah.
That was great.
On a scale for entertainment, I give that right there a number 2. The one that won this week for entertainment and entertaining online would have to be the guy who did the We Got the Whole World in Our Hands. Remember Tyler Perry started that? This guy combined it, put a beat to it. Y'all take a listen.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Well, yeah, go ahead,
he's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got you and me, brother.
I love it. Did he not do it? Didn't he do it? Wasn't that good, Mike?
That was dope.
Mike, you got another one for Wednesday.
Got another
one. Horrible.
It's Dee Dee in the morning.